With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Activist Greta Thunberg arrested in London while supporting pro-Palestinian activists who are staging a hunger strike. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The protest group Prisoners for Palestine shared a video showing the 22-year-old Swede holding a sign supporting the hunger strikers and their organization known as Palestine Action. The British government earlier this year banned Palestine Action as a terrorist organization. The activists were protesting their imprisonment while awaiting trial on charges related to a series of earlier demonstrations. Thunberg has repeatedly been fined in Sweden and the UK for civil disobedience in connection with protests. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A leading member of the Senate says fixing health care is critical for the entire nation.
We need to address health insurance and health care for every American, not just the small sliver who are on Obamacare. In Arkansas, for instance, it's about 5% of our population, about 165,000 on Obamacare.
Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton says Congress needs to address rising health insurance costs for all Americans today.
It was flawed from the beginning. It's been driving up the cost of health care for Americans, not just on the exchanges, but off the exchanges, too, because of all the rigid mandates. So we need to take a step back and think about how to make health care and health insurance more affordable for Americans more broadly.
Senator Cotton have interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A planned Christmas Eve jazz concert at the Kennedy Center canceled. Musician Chuck Redd, the show's host, says he called off the performance after the White House announced President Trump's name would be added to the facility. The building's facade now reads, quote, the Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. Some people say it violates the law, prohibits the board, they say, from making the center memorial for no one else. This is SRN News. A Texas judge wants the Supreme Court to reconsider gay marriage.
Waco Justice of the Peace Diane Hensley doesn't want to perform same-sex ceremonies and is asking the High Court to reverse its 2015 ruling, legalizing the practice nationwide. The lawsuit argues that, quote, officiating a wedding ceremony is speech, and the state is preventing Judge Hensley from engaging in this speech unless she agrees to perform homosexual marriages in violation of her Christian faith. Hensley and others say the states should decide on gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans love Christmas, but that wasn't always the case. In the 1500s, Christmas was associated with rowdy street celebrations, a lot of drinking, debauchery. Many Christians said they weren't really in good standing. Now, the Puritans were especially suspicious of Christmas from the very start. This is SRN News. A mixed report this week on home mortgage rates.
The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage ticked down modestly this week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average long-term mortgage rate fell to 6.18%. That was down from 6.21 last week. But rates were higher for the 15-year fixed-rate loan, the one popular with those who refinance, at 5.50%. It was up from 5.47 last week. Bob Agner reporting.
Well, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week and remain at historically healthy levels. Application for jobless claims for the week ending December 20th fell by 10,000 to 214,000. Labor Department says that's below the 232,000 new applications forecast of analysts surveyed by the data firm FactSet. More details, srnnews.com.